Or just means, or just
yeah, that's what
less.
I mean. The poor white trash is exactly the, that's the, yeah, that's the social group I'm talking,
yeah,
about. But I mean, you have any
ordinary
other term? Okay. How about derogatory and jocular terms for a person who lives in the country? A rustic.
Redneck.
Okay. How do you feel about the term cracker? What does that mean? What does that conjure up?
The same thing as redneck.
And you don't, but you don't associate that just with poor whites. Those are people
no,
who live in the country.
Just...
Okay. If it's not quite midnight, you'd say it's what? It's all...
almost.
Right. And you didn't fall down, but you came quite close. You say, I what fell down? I,
nearly.
Okay. And if you're, someone's rushing you, you might say, just...
stop.
Just a
minute.
Right. And you want to know the distance from one place, from here to... you have no idea at all. You want to know the distance from here to Athens. You might say to someone, how...
how far?
Right. And how do you use the expression, look here?
When I want them to see something.
Do you ever use that in reprimanding a child? Look here or see here?
Yes, I guess I have.
Uh-huh.
Not having any,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
this minute, but
sure.
Yes, look, see here now, you cannot do that.
It strikes you as a jocular...
No, it's emphatic when you use it in that sense. I mean, when I would use it. It's either a bird in a nest. Look here, Frank.
I see.
Or if it's as a reprimand, see here, Frank, you must not do this again.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I wanted to get. That's,
yeah,
exactly right. You want to know the number of times a person does something. You might say, how, what does he go to
often
town?
Often.
All right. You have a choice of doing two things. You'd say, I might do this.
Or... I may do either one.
Right. And this is my...
head. Forehead.
And this is my left, and this is my...
my left ear, my right ear.
Okay, and if I let my whiskers grow, I might grow a...
beard.
And this is my...
mouth.
And this is one...
tooth.
And two...
teeth.
And above the teeth are the...
gums.
And this is the one on my hand.
Palm.
And I make two...
fists.
And this is my...
chest.
And these are my...
shoulders.
And a person... and these, right, this part of the leg right here is called...
thigh.
Yeah, but you get kicked in the...
shin.
Right. And when a person get, if it's farmers do this a lot when they're out in the field, they get down like this and talk.
Squat.
Okay, good. Do you ever know, you know the term hunches or honkers? Either one of those?
When I think of hunch, why? Now, haunches.
Yeah.
But it's not in a...
what is that?
It's a stooped position if you're haunched or...
okay.
I think.
Now,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about the meaning of the word now let's see, a couple more. If a person has been in ill health and he's, you say he looks awfully what? He's kind of white.
Pale.
Okay. Ever use peaked?
Yes.
What does that mean, the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pronounce it?
Peaked.
Okay. The person quite muscular, you might say he looks like he's awfully
strong.
All right. How about is there another word? What does stout mean?
Stout.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
More fat than brawny.
All right. And if a person is very easy to get along with, you say he's what kind of a person? He's a
amiable.
Okay. How about the use of the word common?